What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dustin mentioned the CONCACAF final last night.
Yeah.
Between the United States and Mexico. I saw it on social media, and then I saw it on highlights. It was a guy, I've never seen a guy on the Mexico team. He had his hand on the ball on the ground, and how they never called a handball was incredible to me. But the other thing that was kind of weird, and the U.S. loses 2-1, the game was held in Houston.
But I saw this was designated.
The game was played in Houston, but you know what there are more fans of? Yes! The place was invaded by Mexicans.
I don't know if you know geography, but I know, it's pretty close.
I understand that. But I thought it's a home game. That's something that shouldn't. I mean, I realize when they play in California.
Stoney, I can only imagine the ticket text you're inviting right now.
Well, I know. Yes. Keep your ice jokes away.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We brought up the Tigers. They swept the Guardians. I thought it was the most satisfying win of the year, what they did on Sunday.
It was.
To see the unheralded Trey Sweeney, the definition of grit, Zach McKinstry. Success off of Cade Smith. Success over that team. Burying that team. And we did our little Cleveland burial, and you know, this division is all but sewn up.
Mm-hmm. Before the All-Star game.
How could you? I don't know, I'm watching, just like you guys are, and I'm having a great time.
Yep.
And I'm believing in this team, like I think many people are believing in this team. We're going to talk about All-Star snubs. I know it rubbed Scoobal the wrong way. They only got four guys. We'll do that later this hour. Greg Hargrave, the lone Michigan grad on the show today with John off. You have an outside-the-box punishment idea for Michigan football, and we want to know if this would be palatable for our Wolverine fan listeners.
And for the rival fan bases, by the way.
Okay.
Because there is a... look, we're going to go into a little bit of silly season here because this is not enforceable. The NCAA does not have any jurisdiction when it comes to this particular type of punishment. But as we know, there's hasn't been a final verdict yet on the Connor Stallions' illegal scouting scandal embroiled with Michigan. We know that Michigan has self-imposed a suspension with Sherrone Moore for games 3 and 4 for Michigan this season. So I have thought of something that it's not going to take away anything of Michigan's accomplishment, but it will have a bit of a stain on their short-term future, and it would be taking away something that is identifiable with them.
It'd be painful for them.
Yes. For 5 years, you can't wear the winged helmet. 5 years, plain blue helmet. And that's your punishment.
Can they still touch the banner when they run out of the tunnel?
Yes, they can. This just touches the helmet.
Okay.
And think of it, you're going to have to play these 5 years. And then any highlights you looking back on these 5 years, say, let's look at Bryce Underwood highlights. Oh, that's the year where they couldn't wear helmets because of the Connor Stallion ordeal.
Right, but they would still be eligible for the postseason.
Yes.
They would have no records vacated from previous seasons. And if they win a Big Ten title in the next 5 years, you got to deal with the fact that it's in helmets that aren't winged.
And to the pleasure of sports radio talk show hosts everywhere, this saga will be behind us.
Michigan fans, would you do that? Would you effectively wear that scarlet letter, have your winged helmets removed, clipped wings for 5 years as a punishment, the only punishment for what Jim Harbaugh and company did with Connor Stallions?
Greg, I've always thought, and I still think, that you are the most intelligent person
here it comes
on this show.
Oh, this is the only time compliments me for being smart.
In any of our shows. In fact, you're one of the smartest Michigan grads I know, and I actually live with two of them, my wife and my daughter. Okay? You're a smart guy.
But
that could be one of the dumbest things you've ever come up with. For this reason. How would that satiate the desire from the anti-Michigan people for them to declare that the hammer was being thrown down? And as for the Michigan fans, who cares? I mean, I love the tradition. It would be weird as hell. But if it meant I wouldn't have to suffer anything else, I'll wear pink helmets, for crying out loud.
Okay. I would be curious on John's take on this.
I think John would bristle at this. I really
do. He absolutely would.
I'm not compromising my traditions.
Well, he's an idiot. Then he'd be a dumbass.
Well, they're not going to get any punishment, right? I mean, that's kind of how Michigan operates.
You're right. I know.
I mean, they've been in denial the entire way, taking away the wing. So it wouldn't be a hammer; it'd be scissors.
Yeah, clipping 5 years.
5 years is 5 years the right number of years? I mean, you don't think this is enough? I don't think it's enough either. But I think it's funny, I wonder if Michigan fans would accept it.
Of course,
I would hope they would.
Of course, you would. Unless you don't think you did anything wrong, unless you're in the, everybody else did it, but we just get caught category, which might be true, but who cares? You got caught.
You got caught. And for rival fan bases, there's no state fan that's going to go, yeah, this is acceptable.
Oh, yes.
What is acceptable then? Like if you're on the outside, you're the state fan, you're the Spartan fan, you're the Buckeye fan, you're a college football fan that just doesn't, worship at the altar of Michigan.
What's acceptable to the Michigan The cult of Michigan haters, because that's a cult too, as much as Mike and Rico want to talk about the Michigan fan cult, which is, there's the anti-Michigan cult as well. The only thing that would satisfy them is if the national championship got taken away. That'd be the only thing.
Yeah. I Greg's idea is ridiculous, but I do think when you think about it deeper, something like this would burn many, many Michigan fans. It would burn them. And I tell state fans who want to see them, really bothered that this would bother Michigan fans more than you realize.
Probably.
It needled them for a long time.
Well, we do have a ticket text. You know damn well those blue wall nuts would not go for that at all. Quote, winged helmets are our tradition. Signed, Roy.
I think there are some Michigan fans out there that would accept a one-season bowl ban over this. Greg's idea, too, is it doesn't really punish the current team and coaches that much, other than the
cosmetically.
Yeah. Right. But it will bother the fans the most. But one of the arguments is that you shouldn't punish the current. Now, Moore's question, he was on the staff, okay? But the current players, that's always been one of the arguments. Something like this, yeah, other than they're real at Michigan,
yeah,
it wouldn't mean anything.
If you want to come up with weird-ass punishments, you could come up with weird-ass punishments, like punish them and say that Brady Hoke has to coach this team for 2 years.
I have an idea.
Or John Navarre has to be the quarterback coach. That's for you, Gov. Oh,
okay. I do have a question for Greg. I want to know when you thought of this.
And why?
And why. I need
inside
that
the brain of Greg Hargrave. How did this come up?
So I can't exactly think about how this came up. I will say that for a long time, I have compared 23 Michigan football to 22 Kansas basketball. And what is the joke that Jamie had for because this happened before the level one violations against Kansas was happening before 2020. Jamie said, what is the punishment for Kansas basketball? Bill Self should have to coach without his toupee on. And so this is Michigan's version of coaching a game without their toupee on.
Basically, you get like humiliated.
Yes.
You have to walk out there with a stain.
Well, Brady Hoke actually coached without headsets. So that was similar to the toupee.
And I just thought of it like this is, it's like an antithesis of what Michigan is about. Like Michigan is about the tradition and, you know, all of the 100 years building up to where they are now, and the history continues, and it's clipping that history, like you say. And I just thought this would be like, it's an everything punishment, but a nothing punishment at the same time.
248-539-9797. Believe it or not, we're getting a bunch of ticket texts on this. If you're a Wolverine fan, would this actually hurt you? Would you accept this as your punishment? It's completely ridiculous, but play along. 248-539-9797. You don't get a bowl ban. You don't have any wins vacated. You get publicly stripped of your tradition for 5 years, and any highlights of that era forever will be, well, that's because they had multiple level ones and cheated the game of football. That would be your punishment. Is that satisfying for you as a Michigan fan? And if you're on the outside, what would be satisfying? Would you take any joy in seeing them squirm with their traditions removed? Or does it have to be a postseason ban? I mean, we're talking multiple level ones, non-compliance. It's got to be more than stripping them of their helmets. So what is it? 248-539-9797.
I mean, what are you going to do next? Make them play hang on Sloopy at the games? That would piss them off.
No more Mr. Brightside.
Yeah.
I will completely accept... And Stoney, I accept your criticism that this is a ridiculous take.
Yeah.
And look, we are going into the land of make-believe here.
Yeah.
There's no enforcement that the NCAA can do regarding this.
Texter says, make it so they also can't run and touch the banner for 5 years. Josh and Warren really go in on the traditions.
What if they, as a punishment, Michigan State fans get to name the next prosecutor in Washington County?
Punishment should be no headsets during the games for a period of time for Michigan. Let everybody else be able to communicate signs while they can't.
That, you know, would be interesting if you're going to go completely out of the box. Sure.
Let's make John Jansen become a Buckeye and be their radio color commentator for a year so the Michigan doesn't get a punishment. Would he do that to fall on the sword for the Wolverines?
If the check was right, he would.
Has to do an unpaid year of Columbus Buckeye broadcasts on the weekends.
You take the place of what? Is Jim Lachey, I think, is their color commentary.
Yeah, I believe you're right. Texter says, oh boy, I can hear Mike now. Insert chair drop. Now this is the dumbest thing I've heard. Drop the hammer on the scumbags. Get them. I'd never wear the helmet again if we buried the cheating scandal once and for all. It's an unnamed texter. I thought they already punished Michigan when Harbaugh had to sit out games for the Stallion stuff. Okay, now you're just being obtuse.
Yeah.
We've done nothing wrong. We've already taken our medicine.
No, he hasn't been punished for that yet, right?
Well, Harbaugh got punished. The school has yet to truly face any serious consequences.
Oh yeah.
They tried and they missed.
Right.
We still won the games anyway.
Absolutely not. We have our traditions, and you aren't guilty until proven guilty.
Okay, we're assuming that they're going to be proven guilty.
What's the punishment? Winged helmet ban, dumbest thing ever. God, I love Stoney. He's a national treasure. What else we got here?
You need to raise the bar.
You know what this is like?
What?
It's like a fantasy football league punishment.
Yes.
That is.
I like it.
This is clownish.
In an evil, different way.
Guys, this is clownish. Come on. Do better. This should be the death penalty. This is stupid. They're not going to get the death penalty, guys. I'm sorry to let everybody down who's waiting at the guillotine for the Michigan football program. No. It's not coming. Spartan fan here. I would accept it if the winged helmets were removed and they wore Leaders of Cheaters replaced on the helmet for 5 years. Christian in Tampa. Texter says, I'd rather lose out on a bowl game than have this taken away.
Yeah, maybe
they're
for
winged
the,
helmets.
Maybe for this year because, they'll still...
Yeah, they still make a bowl game. They're going to be a...
Eight win team.
Yeah, they'll be hanging on the outside of the playoff.
They made a bowl game last year, and they were terrible for
everybody.
Three quarters of the year.
I know.
Last year, again, I made the pitch to John. I said, last year is the year you take your bowl ban.
Yes.
Proactively. You know you don't have a quarterback, and I get it. Well, we couldn't because of the timing of the portal. last year they could have said we're taking a bowl ban.
Right.
Would have been great.
They never would have been Alabama, though, Jim.
But we're never wrong, and we never did anything wrong, and you can't prove it. Okay, 97-1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Greg with a helmet punishment for the University of Michigan. Outside the box, popped into his head. Why not? Well, it's probably not enough. But it's a funny concept, the idea that you'd strip Michigan of one of its signature traditions as a punishment. He said, hey, what if we take away the winged helmets for 5 years? At all the highlights that you have from this era, you're going to have to remember why. The tradition that you stick out your chest so loudly and proudly to embrace would be taken from you in a public humiliation ritual for everybody in the sport to mock. Is that enough for what took place? Multiple level ones. I tend to think the program needs more than that.
Yes.
But there are Michigan fans who love their traditions and might bristle at this.
Well, if you're going to live in this hypothetical world, I mean, they won't take Shem Beckler's statue down
right. For
something that's probably, you know, arguably more serious than the Connor Stallion stuff. So
I would say it's definitely more serious.
You would never do this with the helmets.
Yeah, they go kicking and screaming. They're not going to take away the MGO blue banner or the winged helmets or any of their traditions. Which is why if John was here, I think he would turn down this proposal, which is letting them off easy. As one ticket texter says, yeah, Greg, just have them apologize and we'll all forget about it.
Yeah. It's so funny because, you know, as a Michigan fan/ticket holder, I love a lot of the traditions. if you're going to take one of them that I could care less about, it would be the touching the banner. For some reason, does nothing for me, and it's weird. And I know it's a great tradition, but you know that's the one that can be. Who cares?
I look at it like what Clemson does, Howard's Rock.
Yeah,
like all these schools have their walk in, walk out traditions. Mm-hmm. Texter says Greg should be suspended 1 week from Greg Palm for this take. Greg should sing "Oh Sunday Night" before every game for the next 5 years. I don't think he'd mind. Media and non-Michigan fans will not be satisfied until a championship is stripped. And Goodrich.
I don't think the media will. Well, unless you consider, Sparty or Buckeye football fans as media or talk show hosts.
Sparty fan here. I would accept the winged helmets being removed and the words "Leaders of Cheaters" being replaced. No home game for 5 years, Darren and Canton.
That would be freaking interesting.
Now that's punitive.
Yes.
You're taking away those Sunday tailgates. You're taking away those revenue generating gates.
Yeah. That would be.
Where would they play? All road games?
Yeah.
Or would they pack into Ann Arbor Pioneer High School?
Or Ford Field?
Ugh. Well, MSU's already throwing away a game to do that.
I know.
Willingly.
See, that would be very interesting. Now, that would be punitive without them giving away, any wins or things like that.
Team could still go earn whatever they want.
Yeah. You know what? That would piss people off and upset me, but that would be an interesting punishment. It would never happen because it would cost the school so much money.
Yeah.
But I like that. I like that idea.
As a Spartan grad, Greg's idea is the most Michigan punishment ever, getting away with cheating and not even being punished.
Right, exactly. That's why I thought it was the dumbest thing he's ever said.
Anthony in Washington Township. So in other words, you want Michigan to look like Penn State for 5 years? Grady and Shelby Township.
No, they'd be blue helmets, not white helmets.
This is dumb. They'd put a big block M on the helmet. They'd move on. Take your punishment. Yes, a number of schools have likely done it, but they got caught. Deal with it.
Even a black M on the helmet is not going to, like, talk about changing the helmet design with a U of M fan and say, no, you can't do that. The helmet's sacred.
Yeah, everything else they've done with the jerseys and the combos, they always keep the helmet. Take away home games for one season. No Mr. Brightside. Michigan has to get Samaj Morgan 20 bubble screens per game as punishment. What about a TV ban for a year? None of the games can be televised. And they have to pay their opponents to make up for the revenue they would miss out on by playing on TV. That'd be more punitive than the home games.
Yeah.
To not have them televised? I mean, that's where most of the money is.
Yeah.
Okay. In today's game, a fair punishment is next time you qualify for the playoff, you're ineligible. It's like an NBA protected pick in a trade. We don't want a bull ban. We want to hit you when it hurts.
That's okay.
I'd be down with that.
That'd be pleasing to the... to the non-Michigan fan.
I like that idea.
That hurts.
That feels like it hurts.
Yes.
The next time you're playoff eligible, so you'd get in as a Big Ten champ or otherwise, you don't get to play in that playoff. Now, what if it floats? You don't make the playoff this year or next year, and then
right.
After a long drought, the next time you make it, you still don't even get to compete in it.
I think you have to do it during a window. But
so like a five-year window. Mm-hmm. If you make the playoff in the next 5 years, the first time you do, you are ineligible. Do they still get to play in a bowl game?
Sure.
The alums can travel to Florida and watch the Outback Bowl. Yeah. Fine. But you don't get to go to the college football playoff.
Look, there actually are some interesting ones. The no home games is interesting. It would never happen. The no television. And losing a playoff spot. Wow. But then again, you know the answer to that is, well, you're punishing the kids who had nothing to do with it.
No, I'm punishing the school that had everything to do with it. I think that's that you can never punish anybody for anything in college athletics
because
everything's so year to year.
Right.
Texter points out it was on-field cheating that led to an on-field advantage, not some recruiter shenanigans. As an outsider, nothing less than a one-year death penalty is acceptable. Brian in a truck.
That ain't gonna happen.
I can't help people like Brian. Like they're not gonna.
No.
The death penalty is your program gets nuked.
Right.
You don't play any games, televised, road, home. They're all gone. Everybody leaves, coaches and players. It's nuked to the ground. That's not happening.
No.
They are one of the most powerful, profitable, money-making entities in all of college sports. They're not going to disappear for a year.
No.
Do they deserve to be punished? Absolutely.
Yes.
248-539-9797. All right, we're going to get into the Tigers. All-star snubs. Tarik Skubal took issue with the fact that there are only four Tigers in the All-Star game. We'll talk about that coming up next. 9 o'clock today is a big day in the Costa household. It's 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And they'd pile on and hit another three-run homer with Riley Green. But Cade Smith hadn't given up a homer all season long. And the Tigers torch him to complete the sweep.
Pretty special. Pretty damn special the way they won that game.
That is the most satisfying game they've played all season for me, because it was against Cleveland, a team that's been a thorn in our side. It's not taking two or three. It's completing a sweep. It's an exclamation mark. It's Trace Sweeney, an unheralded hero. It's Zach McKinstry doing Zach McKinstry things. Pinch run, steal a base, heads up running, get home on a wild pitch. He's playing first base for the first time in his major league career. It's very much vintage gritty Tigers.
Yeah.
And to do it against those guys, to do it that way, to do it in come from behind fashion. Yeah, that was satisfying. That felt great. 248-539-9797.
But let's be honest here. We all somewhat believe that they still need to make additions to this team, and
oh,
they
yeah.
will.
Yeah, Stoney, I think that's that's the delicate dance that, and some people don't get it. Like, we're going to say nice things about this team, but we also have to understand that to win a World Series, keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah, you can't count on having 27 innings where you're only scoring 3 runs and having 10 hits and expect to win games like that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
What I do like is that these were all low-scoring nail-biters, that those are the kind of games you have to win when you get into the postseason.
Yes,
so
no doubt about it.
That added a little bit of satisfaction, too.
Yes, absolutely.
2-1, 1-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are... Look, maybe it reinforced the need to add a bat. I don't want to see them strike out, leave guys on base like they did last year against the Guardians in the playoffs.
Correct.
But finding ways to win those games, pushing these guys further and further into their tailspin, that's 10 straight losses for the Guardians.
Yeah.
15 and a half back in the division. Losing record over the last 162.
Yeah. By the way, if you're looking for a bat, I think the way Toronto's playing, your Bo Bichette dreams are over.
Yeah, I think that's dead. I mean, they're fighting to win that division right now.
I know, they're in top.
Yeah. Tigers got 4 All-Stars after the game.
Mm-hmm.
We knew about 3. Skubal, no surprise, is the 4th. Tarek Skubal speaking about the fact that there should have been more Tigers in the All-Star game.
Most really good teams usually should have, or usually feel that they should have more. But you can't do it, and especially in this situation. I mean, who are the biggest snubs who didn't make it? I mean, there are people say, I'm seeing ESPN talking about Joe Ryan of the Twins, you know, 8-4, the 2.76 ERA. Now, Casey Mize's ERA is better than that.
Yeah, but Ryan's got a ton of strikeouts too. He had a real case.
Right. Well, Valdez for Houston. I mean, he had about 115 strikeouts in 115 innings, and he was 10-4, whatever. You know, there's a lot of those guys. I mean, how about Eovaldi? He didn't make it, right?
I don't believe
of
so.
Texas,
no.
You know? So there's a lot of guys who don't make it. You could argue McKinstry could make it. You know,
I know Benetti was very loudly making a case for McKinstry to make it yesterday on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Is there one that you feel was snubbed? I mean, Skubal named half the roster. He sounds like he wanted 8 or 9.
Like,
they got the most of any American League team. Is there one that you felt like was particularly snub, a particular snub? 248-539-9797.
No. I mean, look, Torkelson, okay, he's got, what, 20 home runs?
20 bombs.
Okay.
A higher OPS than Vlad Guerrero, who is the all-star starter.
Okay, but he's a starter. So I'm talking about the reserves.
But Aranda, however you say it, for Tampa,
right,
has a higher OPS than Torque. So I'm not losing sleep over it.
No.
I think Torque had a case. Whatever.
Yeah, a lot
Who else? I mean, Dingler was outplayed by Alejandro Kirk. So,
Yes.
Dingler's having a great year. It's nothing against their guy. He wasn't one of the two best catchers in the American League.
And then, look, Mize deserved to be in there, but
he missed a couple weeks.
There's other guys who also didn't make it or in the same situation. Yeah. As
he wasn't
Mize.
He wasn't glaring.
Correct.
I think you could be deserving, but he wasn't some glaring omission.
I mean, it's not like the guy from who's here tonight, Camarino. Is that how you pronounce
Caminero?
His name? Yeah, from Tampa. I mean, he's really good.
McKinstry has a higher OPS than Caminero, although Caminero's got what 20? How many bombs has he hit this season?
I think 21, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, McKinstry's in a pocket of guys. I mean,
yes.
Isak Paredes is another guy who you could say was right on the bubble, too. Every team has to have somebody. Mm-hmm. So that's going to end up trimming spots from guys who would ordinarily be on the bubble. But, Stoney, only one team in all of baseball got more All-Stars than the Tigers. You know who it was? The Dodgers.
Right.
Who's the only team definitively that you think is better than the Tigers right now?
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers. So what injustice was done? And I'm not mad at Skubal. He's sticking up for his teammates, and he believes in his guys and thinks they're all having great years. But this isn't disappointing. I don't feel disappointed today.
And please spare me the, it's time to get rid of the every team should have a representative. It's a freaking exhibition game. Just remember when you were a kid or even as a young adult, when the Tigers were going through some really bad times, and you kind of got a little thrilled to see Joe Jimenez, you know, introduced as an all-star, or some of the obscure all-stars. Was Damien Easley once an all-star, I think, back then? I mean, it's okay. It's an all-star game. Every team should have a representative.
Doesn't bother me.
No.
Yeah, I mean, we had lean years. I mean, Yeah. I want to go back and look. Yeah, Damian Easley was the 98 All-Star for the Tigers. Brad Ausmus was once the lone All-Star for the Detroit Tigers, yeah. 1999.
Great defensive catcher.
Right.
It's an All-Star game. And now the game has changed so much anyway. It used to be, you know, pitchers would actually pitch three innings. Now they pitch one inning.
Yeah.
Every guy basically gets in, so it's not that big of a deal. I got another question for you here,
mm-hmm.
okay? Hypothetically. Taking Tarek Skubal out of the equation, because he would be the answer. Who's the Tigers' MVP?
Riley Green.
I think it's McKinstry.
You think it's Zach McKinstry?
Mm-hmm. And then the numbers don't show it. The numbers don't show it per se, but I think that's a lot of the intangibles that he provides, whether it's like he did yesterday with the base running. He's a pretty good fielder. He's had, what, 5 errors, 4 of them at third base. The fact that he can play anywhere and play well, and the fact he has hit the ball decently.
He's got, I think, 11 stolen bases. He's just kind of an all-around good ball player.
Yeah. I mean,
like, I think he will go down as one of the all-time great role players, glue guys in Detroit sports history. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he's the MVP of this team.
Yeah, because I believe the most valuable player does not necessarily have to be the best player.
Not necessarily, but right. Oftentimes they go hand in hand. The best player adds the most value to his ball club.
I get that.
So the case for McKinstry is what? This team desperately needed someone to step up at third. Desperately needed someone who could hit lefties. He has this season. He's one of the many unheralded great stories.
He's made some really
stories.
Good plays in the outfield. He's played right. He's played left. He's played center at one point.
Now
I
first
think.
Base.
Yeah. Well, that's just one inning.
Yeah, my point is, I mean, he's willing. Look, he is the great example of willing to do whatever it takes.
I mean, it may be a stretch. I get it. But they would not, obviously, they wouldn't be where they are without Riley Green. They wouldn't be where they are without Zach McKinstry right now. And I know, what's Riley Green's war? Because that's always the thing. The guy wasn't there, you know, because.
Wins above replacement.
Yeah, because McKinstry's is 2.4.
So this is the stupid thing with baseball. Certain sites do war differently. Like Baseball Reference is different
that's
than
what
ESPN.
I'm looking, yeah.
So you're looking at Baseball Reference. I was going to look at ESPN. I don't know how they have him cut up. I know Riley Green is a 2.6 war on ESPN.
Okay.
And that would lead all of the Tiger position players. McKinstry is a 2.4
right.
on ESPN. Okay.
It's on Baseball Reference to a 2.4.
Okay, so then Riley Green's just a tick better.
Yeah.
I mean, Riley Green leads them in average, homers, RBI, hits, strikeouts too, but he is their best player, position player.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, I hate when you... No way, Stoney. I'm just going to say...
That's okay.
Okay, I know what you're doing, and he's been unbelievable, and that base running yesterday was excellent. But I would go Green, just like Jim, and war is the indicator. But if you want to have conversation about two other people, I would go Mize or Baez. Mize has been very important for this rotation.
No doubt.
Olson was hurt. Flaherty has been very rocky. And the stability Mize has brought, I think, is... huge, okay?
It's definitely huge.
And then I think with Baez, you cannot, just because it happened a while ago, dismiss what he did for this team in center field.
No, you're right.
Parker Meadows and Matt Vierling were not here, and they didn't want to use Green there to keep him healthy.
Yeah.
And the impact that he made, and then he was very good in center field.
Mm-hmm.
And his war is right around a 2, isn't it?
2.0.
So I just can't get McKinstry ahead of them. I mean, the fact that they have five players that are in an MVP conversation for the team speaks volumes about what
Correct.
They've done.
Yeah, yes. That's a good
point,
too.
And that's not
too.
Even counting Skubal, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what you said. I mean, Skubal's right. The clear-cut number one best player face of the team. Buck stops with him. Riley Green's in his second consecutive All-Star game and having a huge breakout season
terrific.
For him, even beyond what he did last year.
He's been terrific.
But if you want
it.
To give McKinstry love, I got no issue firing up for
right.
a chip.
I
think he'll go down in the pantheon of the great role players in this city.
Hmm.
I mean, we could do that. I mean, where does he rank among role players in the history of Detroit sports?
Well, it's a little early to put him up there with some of the
grind liners. He's
yes.
not there.
He's not there.
He's not
yet.
McCarty Draper. He's,
Maupi. They've played 14 years, these guys. Some of them won 4 cups. He's with the Pitbulls with Mike James and Lindsey Hunter on that team, right?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's fair.
They were role players.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. This is where you get into it. Well, he's the MVP or he's a role player. Which is he?
Well, he's a role player that plays every game, though. Right?
He plays all over.
He plays all over, and he plays all the time.
He's played 82 games.
Yes.
Yeah. He's played more games than Torres and Baez and Dingler and Carpenter and Keith.
He's probably played more games than anybody on the team, probably.
Riley Green's played the most.
More.
Yeah.
How about this one? He's good Dan Cleary. When Cleary was contributing and helping and scoring some clutch goals.
Yeah.
How about among Tigers? Is he ahead of Brandon Inge?
Yes.
Oh, he had a cult following.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Hey, Don Rivers calling in. 248-539-9797. We can have the McKinstry conversation. Stoney says he's the MVP of the team. I want to put him in the role player. He's the patron saint of role players.
The Detroit Role Player Hall of Fame?
Sure. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your thoughts next. 97.1. Who else but Zach McKinstry? Heads up base running. Tigers, big time. Satisfying sweep of the Guardians over the weekend. Dan Dickerson on the call. We got Stoney in for John this morning. And Stoney, you said McKinstry is the MVP of this Tigers team, excluding Tarek Skubal.
Right. Not the best player, because I look at MVP a little differently.
You look at what he brings to this team and say most value.
Yeah, and look, Green does too. Green obviously is having a great year. But I just... The intangible things that this guy has done is just, and I was always one of those, how long is this going to last and all this stuff. It's just another role player, but he's really good. He's fast. He does all the right things. It's pretty incredible, actually, if you think about it. Now, where is he in a role player Hall of Fame here in Detroit? A friend of mine just texted in Vinny Johnson.
Yep.
Tom Brookins.
Those are the top.
There are two of them. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'd say like McCarty and Draper are in that pantheon.
Yes,
and I'm not putting McKinstry there after half a season.
No.
Because that's all this is at this point, is half a season.
Correct.
But he does embody so many of the things that this club professes to love.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be a team that no easy outs, fight for everything on the base paths, versatility, play wherever you're asked. Hey, I'll take Torque's first base glove and play a position for the first time ever in extra innings.
Right.
So he embodies so much of that, and I have no issue giving him his flowers, but he's not the MVP of this ball club.
No.
He's not the best player. No. He's not the most valuable player. He is one of the cogs in the engine. Ticket Texture says, awful take, Stoney. If we trade for a third baseman, Zach goes back to being a bench guy. You wouldn't make a trade to replace him if he was the MVP.
That's a very good point. I'll take that hit. But... they'd find ways to get him in the lineup.
Well, that's the key. He didn't start yesterday's ball game.
No.
Like, people go, Jim, you want Bregman, but you also like McKinstry. Yeah, it's a good problem to have. Get good ball players and play McKinstry wherever you need him.
Yeah. And look, I agree. It's a little bit of a hyperbole here, but I just, and prisoner of the moment, yes, but he's been so good. And maybe it's because I'm just waiting for him to fail.
Why would you be waiting for him to fail?
Because I don't think that type of player is going to be that sustainable, but it has been for half a season. A little over.
Well, okay, let's have that conversation then. I mean, Zach McKinstry coming into this year hadn't done anything to suggest this was possible.
Right.
And he is not a 23 or 24-year-old ball player. You know, Zach McKinstry is a 30-year-old infielder who never really caught on. He had a little moment with the Dodgers, but for his career coming into this season, he didn't have a 2 WAR. He has a 2 WAR this year.
Right. 2.4, right?
So the idea that this is sustainable, I don't know. Stoney, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I'm appreciating that he is doing these things for this club right now.
Exactly.
I don't think his presence on the roster suggests they don't need to add a bat or a or left side.
I don't think so either.
Well, then he's not the MVP.
Okay.
Ticket Texters. If they do win the World Series, does he replace Don Kelly as that living legend?
Yes. Okay. I think Don Kelly's legend was made a lot by the late but great Jim Price.
Yeah, to a degree, but I think that's being too close to the situation because you work here, too.
No, hold on. Don Kelly was a bad ball player.
No, he had Don Kelly hit a home run in Game 5 of the 2011 ALDS in Yankee Stadium. Has Zach McKinstry did that?
No.
No. And I don't get, now if he does it along the journey, sure.
No, I know, but like the peak years of Tiger baseball, the 2012 team made the World Series, Don Kelly bat 188. You would think the guy hit 388 the way people talk about
him. Oh, I know,
him.
But that's exactly what
come on, he had the greatest sacrifice fly in Tiger history.
Game 2 of the ALDS in 2012.
Right.
Right. I mean, look, I'm not trying to say that Don Kelly was not an everyday player. This is what Zach McKinstry is. The legend is from having those moments and those key moments. I mean, Kerry Carpenter is a legend in Tiger history. We don't know if he's going to stick with this team long term.
What I'm telling you is if McKinstry didn't take another at bat, he's better than Don Kelly ever was. Doesn't mean he had the moments Don Kelly does. Oh, don't make that face at me. Don Kelly was a career 0.7 war player in a Tiger uniform. Barely replacement level.
But he did stuff in the playoffs.
But he did stuff, right? That's the thing. He played. Remember that time where he played all the positions? Remember that time?
This is why, because he did stuff. That's why you know who Mike James is. I mean, Mike James was
more
glorified than any Piston bench player in the history of mankind.
But it doesn't make him a better player. That's all I said.
Because you're right. Because Mike James, you realize Mike James only played that half a season?
I know.
And he wasn't even on the Pistons in the year after.
Exactly.
But he's the pit bull. That's why I always...
I mean, people refer to Quinton Berry as like some sort of legend.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Don Kelly did a lot more for this team than Quinton Berry.
I had a light bulb go on yesterday. Sign of a great culture is when role guys become part of the solution and not the reason you lose. These guys like McKinstry have a niche and there's a standard to be part of this team and he lives up to it. Another one says, don't call him a role player. He's a utility player.
Okay, semantically, I guess.
We'll use more polite language.
So what, like what football, who's the greatest role player for the Lions? Zach Follett? No, I'm only...
It's hard with football.
Right, I know, because you have off...
They're the primary dudes.
Right, unless you have guys who are like situational guys like Theo Riddick or something like that.
Craig Reynolds.
Jack Fox.
Okay, specialists. Yeah. So then what we'd say,
a lot.
Jason Hansen?
It's
harder.
Pro Bowl.
It's harder in football. Yes. I know. I'd argue the MVP is Dingler for some of the reasons. Rodgers is bad this year and was hurt at one point. He's helped stabilize the catcher position.
Dingler's been really good. There's no doubt about it.
Look, I think we're kind of running into something here with McKinstry. He's the face of this. We have a lot of really good stories. That doesn't automatically mean you're like an all-star or an MVP. So Dylan Dingler's a great story because he came in at a time where they needed someone to catch, and he didn't just do the job adequately. Mm-hmm. He was thriving. But he's starting to come back down to earth a little bit. McKinstry's a classic end-of-the-roster 26 man that stepped up and been so much more. Casey Mize wasn't on the ALDS roster a year ago. Now he's locked in as your number two. Torkelson didn't have a job when camp started. Colt Keith was going to play first base. He was going to have to fight to make the team. Javi Baez, we wanted him bought out. Like, there's so many great redemption stories. Some of them are all-stars. Many of them are not. But that's kind of part of what this team is, right? Like, we shouldn't then get all up in arms because they're not all all-stars.
No.
They're not being, he's actually a utility player, not a role player. Who cares?
He just gets the job done.
Right.
He's the get-the-job-done guy.
Yes. 248-539-9797. He's the patron saint of grit, Stoney. Zach McKinstry.
I like that.
All right. We got some more in the 9 o'clock hour talking more about this baseball team. And today is a big day for me. It's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.